We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdrug, joined by Luis Pacheco. We're talking Wednesday's Champions League slate. Yes, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, and you want the Tuesday show, go to that one because we're talking Wednesday. Also, we got a live lineup show, and if you're a subscriber, you can ask questions in it. That's going to be at 1:45 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. That's going to be a link is provided in our Discord, and you can click on that. You can go in there, and you can ask questions, and we'll get to them. We'll try to get to them, I guess. We'll see. But Luis, so how did you do on Tuesday's slate? Did you win with Haaland or did you lose with Haaland?
I won everything without Haaland.
Okay, perfect. It's good to hear. Nice. All right. I know what to do then. Okay, thanks for the foreshadowing, the prediction. So
yeah.
We're doing this show. We don't have the DraftKings. We're going off of this cheat sheet. We don't have the actual slate up at DraftKings, so we're not actually putting together lineups, but it shouldn't be too difficult. We only got two games we're dealing with. But Luis, we started yesterday's show with Thomas Tuchel and Bayern Munich. Now we have to start with Frank Lampard and Chelsea. Frank Lampard going against Carlo Ancelotti, arguably one of the best managers in the world against, I don't know where Frank Lampard ranks, but it's not in the top 50.
Frank Lampard, he was a great player. I think one of my favorite players, a smart guy. I mean, but sadly what he has going on as a coach is that he's the nephew of Harry Redknapp. So that's why he got his job. So I think he's a little bit too green. Like those guys, you know, should have taken like Arteta did, like do an internship with a big coach first before just jumping by themselves. But you know,
yeah, we'll give an unpaid internship to someone else.
I mean, be the second like Guardiola, like Arteta did, right? Like because Frank Lampard went straight coaching. I mean, he was probably one of the first ones. Same with Rooney. Gerrard went to Scotland. At least Gerrard tried to in another league, but these guys went straight up Premier League level. You know, it hasn't been good. I mean, now he have to, you know, deal with this Chelsea team, which is a disaster. I mean, I'm sure morale is bad. Anything that happens when you play Real Madrid, it's just they get so lucky, man.
That's right. So looking at the odds here, Real Madrid, 55% chance to win, 1.71 implied goal total. And this other match, AC Milan are home against Napoli. These teams just played 8 days ago, I think it was. Yeah. AC Milan won 4-0 against Napoli. That was right after the international break. But those odds are about even. You can see the 1.27 implied goal total for Milan, 1.24 for Napoli. So both games are pretty much well under 3 total implied goals. But let's just go over what we kind of think. So I mean, you always say, you know, Real Madrid, lucky team. going against this Chelsea side who they've had, I don't know, maybe two or three good games in the past 3 months. They have a lot of high XG numbers. They're getting a lot of opportunities. You always see Joao Felix hit the post. You see Havertz in great situations to score. But these guys just can't score. I think that's the main issue. They had a few chances there against Wolverhampton. And then it was Wolverhampton got a ridiculous shot from, I don't know if it was outside the box, corner of the box from Matheus Nunes. Yeah. And that was the only game goal in that match. But do you think they're going to get opportunities here against Real Madrid who – aren't like a, they're not like a Manchester City. They're not a possession based team. They're going to, but they will take advantage of the opportunities that Chelsea give them. So do you think there are going to be goals in this match? I guess is what the question is.
I think there are goals. Yeah. As you say, you know, Chelsea has been somewhat unlucky and also they have a huge amount of firepower, you know, Felix, Sterling, Havers, as Fernandes from midfield, the fullback. So I think Chelsea is going to have their opportunities, obviously. Then on the other side, well, they haven't been very good on the back. And, you know, Real Madrid has Vinicius against Reece James, which, you know, is kind of slowly coming back to lineup relevance. So on the other side, you know, you have Valverde covering Chilwell. So it's it's probably going to be I think low scoring, but maybe, you know, maybe 2-1. I can see a 2-1 Real Madrid win. So,
yeah, if you look at the matchups last season where we had the Benzema hat trick and then Chelsea, they came back and leveled it. And then Benzema got the winner in extra time in that second leg. And sure, that was Thomas Tuchel and maybe it's just not going to go the same way, but it's just kind of how that Real Madrid play. They're not a team that's going to be like a Man City or Barcelona that's going to be like, okay, we're going to get 30 shots off. It's going to be, we're going to have 10 to 15 shots. They're going to be great opportunities. Yeah. We could score anywhere from a goal to five goals, depending on the quality of the chances kind of a thing. So with that, I kind of like the Chelsea fullbacks and we'll get there. But I guess we can go in here. This question of, today, for Tuesday slate, we had the Erling Haaland question. And we haven't seen if Riyad Mahrez started, but we're going to have – we got Benzema here and Valverde. Benzema, best odds of scoring the slate, minus 110. He's 9,500. And then you got – sorry, I said Valverde. I meant Vinicius. Vinicius is 9,700. So worse odds than Haaland had for Tuesday slate. But do you think Benzema – do you think you're going to play Benzema in cash games or are you just going to move to Vinicius because they're basically the same price?
Yeah, I will. I mean, in these stages, I feel that, Vinicius seems like the more floor guy, probably the one that gets most of the offense. But if Benzema comes to play, it's just that guy's unstoppable. Still, his age. I'd rather have Benzema over Vinicius. Also, he had penalty kicks. I'm hesitant to play both of them or any of them in cash. I feel, you know, even though Chelsea is decimated, still a Premier League side, still, you know, the defenders are cost a lot of money. They will be playing at Real Madrid if it wasn't in Chelsea.
Barely a Premier League side.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like if you see the, you know, Kalidou Koulibaly, you know, was starting in Napoli, Badia Seal as well. I feel that, still some respect. Still, you know, Real Madrid have to take care of, a very high power attacking on Chelsea. You know, like, as you say, Joao Felix, quick and good. Hopefully, maybe he wants to show something. He come back to Atletico next year if nobody wants to pay the 100 million. And, you know, hey, I can give you a discount if you want it. But you have Sterling, Havertz, also from the bench, Ziyech. I don't think Real Madrid can just go on attack. So I'd rather go. I think the Milan, Napoli have decent forwards at decent prices now that Osimhen is not playing. So, you know, I think I will go that way in cash. But as I say, you know, nothing wrong with going Real Madrid. Most expensive forwards in the slate. I mean, I know you guys don't have the prices, but Vinicius is 9,700 and Benzema is 9,500. So
what's
you had the prices there? Yeah, I'm gonna say for cash, no. I mean, I go Benzema over Vinicius, and I'm not gonna play anything in cash. But you're not me, so.
Who do you want to play in cash then?
I want to play KK. I want to play Raspadori. I want to play Rebic if I can. I'd rather spend a little bit of the money on midfield and defenders. So.
You're going to the away underdog in cash games with KK and Raspadori?
Away de facto best team in Europe underdog, yes.
Even though they just lost 4-0?
It's a blame in the road after.
No set pieces from either of those guys?
Yeah. Same with Real Madrid, right?
Yeah, but they're favored. They got a higher implied total.
Sounds good to
me. All right, fine.
I guess we should talk about it. I mean, it's just a matter of taste. You know, I think it's hard. I mean, I think going Real Madrid is fine. Mm-hmm. I have a lot more respect for Chelsea defense than what Milan and Napoli can do on defense. So, just my take.
Okay.
Sadly, I like Krunic a lot, which is, you know, it's pain because that guy is very unstable. But, well, I mean, point wise, I don't know personality wise, but
yeah. You don't know personally?
Nah. Yeah, I don't know if he's a girlfriend or friends or what kind of lifestyle he has. So,
you mentioned Raspadori. Of course, we have to mention Osimhen is out. Simeone is also out. So that kind of seems like Raspadori is going to be set for 90. That definitely has to come into play here. Their other two central forwards are out. So Raspadori is the last central forward. Also, Reece James basically took every set piece for Chelsea in Frank Lampard's first match managing them over the weekend. We'll see how that turns out. Like, if Mason Mount's in there, maybe that changes something.
I think Chilwell might take some. I feel like because it was Cucurella starting and then Chilwell came late, but I don't know. I mean, it could be. He played 20 minutes. So.
Yeah, and he didn't have any corners either. I can't remember if James is still taking the left side of corners there at the end.
Yeah, I don't remember could be, either. But.
Yeah, it could be a split with Chilwell and James, but it definitely seems like Felix is no longer on set pieces. So he's kind of like longer. out of the discussion for me, at least in cash games at 7K. I just don't think there's a huge reason for it. I mean, I guess he is a little cheaper, and you got to think he's going to get opportunities, but I mean, what kind of floor do you think that like the Havertz and Felix are going to get here in this spot? I guess they could take a bunch of shots, but.
Yeah, I'm with you. Biggest underdog, away from home, lots of replacements. We don't know what Lampard's going to do. So, yeah, for me, Joao Felix, or any of the Chelsea forwards, by all means, are out of the cash discussion to me.
Yeah, even Havertz, like Aubameyang played 20-something minutes over the weekend. So that kind of removes – Havertz was going 90 for under Potter for a good portion there. And now, you know, the first match under Lampard decides to take him out after 60 or 70 minutes. So that kind of puts some doubt into Havertz there. I mean, he'd had a decent floor there. And for 6K, probably maybe not the worst idea, but –
Do you remember if it was Havers if when Lampard was there the first time? I think he was, right? It was one of the first times.
I assume that.
I don't remember,
but
I think he was.
Yeah, I think that would be the 2020 season. I think they joined at around the same time.
Yeah, and he bombed. So, you know, I'm sure Lampard has, you know, rather trust Aubameyang, I guess.
That was the Timo Werner, Kai Havertz combination for Lampard. That killer combo.
Yeah, not so much, but yeah. More like a kitty cat combo, but yeah. They claw it anyhow. Don't worry.
So
I don't know. I think, I mean, I can see Real Madrid guys.
You're a big Lozano guy, right? Are you looking at Lozano?
Yeah, I like Lozano in general. It's just like a guy with a decent floor points when he plays, especially on the wing. I mean, it's either Lozano or Politano. I mean, it's just that's the problem, right? Like this, if Lozano and Politano are playing, you say, well, they have more playing time, so I can fill him Lozano with confidence, same with Politano, which. But the problem is, like, those guys kind of replace each other after 60 minutes, 55 minutes. So you get that's going to be, I think that's important these 2 days. I mean, well, today, tomorrow. But I'd rather go KK. I think KK is a safe place, even away from home. And I'm trying to see if I want Benzema or not. I just probably not. Depends how much else. Everything else builds. I'm with you. I like the Chelsea fullbacks over everybody else. And I mean, Taylor, I'm not sure it's going to be Mario Rui. I feel it's probably going to be Oliveira after, you know, after that four goal route that Milan did to Napoli. I'm sure.
Go more defensive. You know,
yeah, they're going to go a little bit more defensive. But anyhow, I think I like the Chelsea guys. And I'm not sure if Taylor Hernandez might do well. He hasn't done well lately. So, you know. We'll see what happens. So what are you? Who do you like? Are you Real Madrid guy through and through?
I think I'm going to update what I said earlier. I think I'm going to play a Real Madrid guy and I might actually go down to Kai Havertz at 6,000.
Oh, wow.
Because I mean, what else are we actually looking at? We have these 7K guys. None of them have guaranteed floors really. I mean, I know Raspadori's in there, but you're kind of asking for a goal from Raspadori there. And I mean, he has the same goal odds as Havertz. So it just kind of seems like, what are we actually getting from these 7-8K guys? I know you said you like KK there, but I mean, 8,500, is that worth it to, obviously we haven't put together lineups. I'm not sure you're going to be able to play like a Vinicius and KK.
Can you click on KK and tell me the logs against Milan or the last game? So I got an idea.
The 4-0 loss.
KK was amazing against Milan. He was amazing though, but for some reason it's like didn't work out. I mean, so.
Let me double check here.
Click on the guy and take you to the logs?
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at my personal screen here.
All right. That's right. Let's see. There you go. So 12 points right there and some corners.
I mean, you look at that though, but they lost 4-0. So they were in possession. They were, you know, pushing a good portion because they're losing that match. So, I mean, look at all these chances created, shots, corners. That's a good floor on a good day. And now it's in Milan, the first meeting. They actually won 2-1. And he didn't really do too much. So I just don't know if it's worth the 8,500.
Yeah. No, I agree. Understand that. I mean, I won't play Kai Havertz, but hey, that's not me. But, you know, I just feel that, I mean, can I do Chronic over Havertz? Maybe. I can do Chronic over Havertz just because he's home. So And it's sad for me that I'm gonna have so many K's on my forwards, but hopefully they're not like baseball K's. So.
Chronic and KK.
And Chronic.
It sounds like Chronic. A couple strikeouts, but
yeah, definitely it sounds like that. Not gonna lie to you. Now the baseball season is in full fledged. So I don't know, man. I Rafael Leao, always a guy that I feel. You know, he takes some corners sometimes. It's hit or miss for me. I mean, I'm going to have to say, I mean, probably Real Madrid, I mean, Vinicius and Benzema will never stop. They will have their opportunities. So, I mean,
yeah.
I guess you can afford it for like 2,000 more. I mean, I guess you can get Vinicius over KK for 1,000 more. You know, I guess Real Madrid is going to be popular. I like KK just because of, you know, he has done it to Milan and, you know, it's hard to believe that, you know, the game going to go the same way as it went last time. So
yeah,
but we'll see.
Yeah, right? I mean they scored four goals off of, I don't know, 10 shots or something. I can't remember what it was. So
I mean, you're still playing, man.
Unfortunately, we don't have a Kevin De Bruyne on the slate that we can easily plug in. So what are we going to do at midfield? Maybe it does make sense to spend up at two forward spots because the Chelsea fullbacks are kind of cheaper and it's not like you're spending up that much at midfield. We got Zielinski at 7,200. Cruz is 6,400. Do we want to play Cruz at 6,400? Is that, I don't know. I'm finding it very difficult to play Cruz at this point in his career.
I have problems with Cruz and Zielinski both at those prices, but then like the other chances are like Bennacer sharing set pieces with Tonali, and I know they have done well fantasy points wise, but you know it's just hard to trust these guys. But I guess you know, I mean, if Mason Mount doesn't play, which is quite cheap, I guess I'm not sure if Lampard is going to give him like a boost of confidence. I mean, you end up with either Zielinski, Cruz, and what we'll get Bennacer if he plays, I guess. Will we play Bennacer? Yeah, I guess.
Will we
so,
play
right?
Bennacer? Let's look at his game logs here. Early sub, few corners. I mean, how many corners is he going to get? That's kind of where all his value comes from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem with Bennacer. I'm sharing corners with Tonali, so one CDM and the other the same. I just maybe just, but the defender doesn't look very nice either. So, well, Mario Rui is nice if he plays, I think, but if he doesn't, which I feel he's not going to. I mean, you can get three defenders at the back, I guess, and then just play Cruz, Zielinski.
I think
everything
this is
else
a three,
will be.
It's a three defender slate, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. I mean, any other guy is probably going to be a GPP or a flair play, right? Like Enzo Fernandez.
What are your thoughts on Brahim Diaz? He was pretty good in the round of 16.
I like Brahim Diaz, but, you know, Well, that's not a bad point. Like, would you play Brahim Diaz over Cruz at home favor?
Probably not.
It's hard, right? It's hard.
I mean,
it's just hard.
I mean, we're worrying about Cruz's minutes, but Diaz rarely goes more than 70 minutes. So,
yeah. I always like these Salas as makers he plays, but whenever I play him, he doesn't do anything. It's just, he's a good
per 90
guy. That's
the majority of the time.
Yeah, it's just a per 90 guy. I guess in the last 20 minutes, he just bombs like four corners and something like that. But yeah.
N'Golo Kante, 3,900. Kovacic, 3,200.
Excuse me. You say N'Golo Kante is going to play?
Yeah, he started a couple games ago. He was rested over the weekend.
Man, I haven't seen N'Golo playing in a while, man. Wow.
Yeah, he went 70 minutes against Liverpool. And then he got rested.
70 minutes? Okay.
He's back. Chelsea are good. He's back.
Okay. Maybe they bring Mourinho back too. So. Anyhow.
I don't know. Let's look at Kovacic's game logs here. What do you think?
Yeah, Kovacic is decent too. It's another Enzo Fernandez, but cheaper.
I mean, if you're getting 5 points from 3,200 at Kovacic for 90 minutes, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, bad
plug
at all.
Him in and spend up at two forwards, plug in Kovacic, go with another midfielder, spend up at three defenders. I think you got a lineup right there.
Revenge game too?
Yeah, Kovacic against Modric. We're going to get a, you know.
No, I mean, Kovacic was in Real Madrid for a while.
No, we're going to get a fight is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably too. You know,
yeah, do those guys like each other still?
I'm not sure. I think Croatian and Serbians are not that bad. It's the other countries that are usually bad. I mean,
you know better than me. Sorry. Okay.
I was watching a documentary the other day, so just, you know.
You're watching a Croatian and Serbia documentary the other day? Tell us about it.
I was like about the Balkan Wars, like how they started, right? Well, there is one, it's a sport one, it's Petrovic against Divac, right? Like the two guys that were good friends and they were they stopped talking after they separated. So, you know,
huh, okay.
You remember, I mean, but Vlade Divac was the center of Lakers, right? And Dražen Petrović was the, I mean, I know he was amazing in Europe. I'm not sure in America. I know he played with Portland. He was a base, a point guard, I think. Old school guy. Anyhow,
Nevertheless.
Nevertheless, let's not talk about politics.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So as we said in Defender, if we're playing three defenders, I kind of think that, assuming Chilwell starts, if Cucurella starts again, Chelsea fans aren't going to be happy. DFS fans aren't going to be happy. I don't know. Cucurella just hasn't looked very good playing at Chelsea, at least the last few months. So we assume Chilwell is going to be back starting. So I'm kind of just plugging in Chilwell and James, unless there's...
Yeah, I like you. That would be my thing. I mean, I'm James first, obviously.
Reece James needs to be 100% at 5,300.
Yeah, I think so too. And then second one for me is Mario Rui, if he plays, then will be Chilwell. But I mean, if I would get those three. If it's Cucurella, I'm with you. Cucurella, it's a little bit, I mean, give me to move on somewhere else. Maybe I can move to Teo Hernandez. I mean, hoping for the best at home, but
I like those. We could just fill out a defender lineup and just play James, Chilwell, Teo Hernandez, Di Lorenzo, Mario Rui, and call it a day. I mean, we'd rather have those guys than, you know, some of the most
LLS
midfielders.
LLS Supreme.
I mean, those five guys, are you even considering anyone else? Are you considering the Real Madrid guys? Is it even worth it to go down to like a Carvajal at 4,400?
No, they already crushed me last time. They played Alaba and he got injured. I heard that Alaba is going to play, but I just can't do it anymore.
What about a Calabria here if he starts in like a 4-2-3-1?
Not bad, but it's hard for me to pass on. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I'd rather play Teo.
Yeah, I mean, you just have five guys. None of them are over 5,800. So,
yeah.
It just seems like you got to play three of them and hope that you don't pick the wrong one. But I think I'm first. As you said, James is first. I may even say that Chilwell is second for me. But I mean, Ruiz and DiLorenzo and Teo Hernandez, all these guys can hit 10-point floors. They all have upside. They can all get there. So your goal, I guess, is just to pick the one that you think is going to make the score sheet. So who do you think is going to make the score sheet, I guess, of these five defenders? Is that asking too much? Difficult question.
It's difficult, but I'm too biased against Real Madrid, so I just want them to get destroyed. So, you know, so that's my opinion. My usually biased opinions are even more biased. So I don't want to tell people what to think. I think Chilwell scores goals all the time, right? That guy is like a weird scoring machine. It's like Dumfries today, right? You don't have Dumfries, he's going to score a goal. He's going to give you 12 nothing.
No. Don't say that. I'm not playing.
No, I'm not playing Dumfries either. But.
So, yeah, I mean, it just feels like the only way that James and Chilwell aren't going to get up the field and take crosses and corners is if they actually score first against Real Madrid, and it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, if I have to say something, if I had to find a bud on James, it's like he's going to have to deal with Vinicius Jr. and a lot of the attackers on that side. But the same was he said to – I said the same for TAA. And TAA, I mean, he got destroyed, but he got his points. So, you know.
TAA does not care about defense.
Yeah, TAA doesn't care. So, I think –
yeah,
I'm quite interested in seeing what Lampard is going to do. I feel he's going to move some pieces.
I wonder if in possession, like Reece James is like he plays on like the wing as a winger, and then like a Conte or Kovacic or someone they move back a little bit to help on Vinicius' side, something like that, to where it's like what the three. The 3-2-4-1, whatever the Man City do when they're in possession, like they move up. That would be like one of the central midfielders moving back, and then you got the wing backs and Chilwell and James, kind of a thing, and something like that.
All right.
What do you got?
Percentage of give me odds as Pilicueta starting. Give me odds.
Zero.
Zero.
He's been out for like – he hasn't played more than a month.
I thought he saw it on the bench last time.
He broke his face.
Oh, he's – but I saw him say questionable. I mean, I think he made the trip. I guess he didn't.
Yeah. Well, he's been training. Did he make the trip? He hasn't played since February, though, because he got that concussion.
Yeah, because, Potter hates him, but
– I mean, it'd be extreme.
I forgot that he was. I mean, I saw him. I haven't seen the trip list, but you know, this is Azpilicueta match, man. This is his game. The guy you're talking about, the center back, then just put a Reece James and the on CF position. I can see Lampard doing that, but not if Azpilicueta is not 100% fit. So
yeah, they've not released a travel list. They only posted pictures about who trained. So
yeah, all right. Well, forget about it.
I mean, he could. I mean, it's Frank Lampard.
No, I mean it makes Reece James even better. So you know.
Yeah, if they moved. Yeah. I don't know if Frank Lampard's going to do three center backs, but we'll see. For goalkeeper, we have Courtois at 5,500. We have Merritt at 4,900. We have Magnon at 4,600. Kepa is at 4,000. Looking at the clean sheet odds, 37% for Real Madrid. Courtois at 5,500. Do you want to play Courtois? I mean, we talked about...
I like Courtois.
So you want to play him. I think you can find the money fairly easily to find him because all these defenders are kind of cheap. So
yeah, I feel that Milan-Napoli is kind of like a wild card game. I don't know how it's going to go. So I try to avoid the goalkeepers in that match. I don't mind Kepa as the cheapest one. But I feel you want Courtois here. You know, Chelsea in disarray, playing away from home. Courtois is amazing. It's been amazing in Champions League for years. Until that game in Liverpool. But, you know, what are the
You're not worried that he just gave up three goals against Villarreal?
Villarreal's a good team.
Oh, sorry. Danjuma is no longer there. They're not that good, are they?
They have a Danjuma light, which is I like it better than Danjuma, but it's what it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all
right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's goalkeeper, man. I mean, play whoever, right? I like it. I like the Napoli guy. I think Napoli is going to win this match, but that's just a hint. I mean,
we're unable to put together lineups, so it's hard to see how much we have, but just the fact that we don't have to spend up at midfield, really, and we don't have to spend up at defender kind of means that you should have the money to play whoever you want. Yeah. So,
agree.
Even if you spend up at forward. So, all right. Who? I mean, you mentioned Benzema, Vinicius. Those guys will probably be the most popular because of their goal odds. That probably makes sense.
Yeah, top three forwards are going to be Real Madrid guys. And
no one's going to trust Chelsea, right? No one can trust
Chelsea. I don't think so, no. It's just hard because, I mean, so many forwards, they're not going to, none of them is going to play a full match. Yeah, I think Real Madrid guys by far the most popular. Then I think KK is going to be popular. Everybody else, you know, take your pick.
Take your pick.
I play Chucky Lozano, but that's me.
You always play Chucky Lozano. Have you won money with Chucky Lozano recently?
Always.
Always.
Lozano and Mares are my chicos. I always
let me money. Look at his results here. I guess he only has
just Champions League matches. That's not the only ones I play.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fine. He has a goal. He has an assist. Okay.
The Champions League guy.
He has an 11.4. Okay.
I mean, it's fine. It's just,
are you worried that he only got one goal from the 10 goals that Napoli scored against Ajax?
Obviously. Chucky Lozano is not a guy that's going to score goals, but, you know, yeah. Do we see? I mean, I like Lozano overall, but I think he's not going to be popular.
No, 6,600.
Yeah. I think it's Benzema, Vinicius, KK. Those three guys are going to be most popular. And after that, I don't know. I'm sure some people are going to play Giroud. Some people are going to play Lozano, like me. Raspadori, maybe, if you get a Napoli stack.
Do you think there's a chance that Lozano goes 90 and Politano comes on for Raspadori? Do you think that Napoli does that without like a true central striker up there?
It could happen. It probably could. I mean, you can play Lozano as a false nine. I think he might do well in that position.
Because of that, that may lead me to consider him more because like he's always an early sub option when everyone's healthy. But now that they only really have one other guy that's coming off the bench at forward, so
yeah. It just feels, I mean, unless you go full Napoli, it makes no sense to get them, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what are some predictions here? You're going 1-0 Napoli, is that what you're doing?
I'm going 2-1 Real Madrid and 1-0 Napoli, yes. That's my so 2-1, 0-1. Those are my predictions.
So why don't you play Alex Meret at goalkeeper instead of Courtois?
Because I have very low confidence on my prediction.
Okay. All right, if you say so.
I mean, I can play Meret, obviously. I just don't know how that game's going to go. You know, I just.
So I think I'm gonna make your lineup for you. You're going to go. All right. You need Vinicius and Benzema because Real Madrid are getting the most goals of these four teams. So you need those guys. You need the Kovacic goal because he's going to be the one scoring. He's had some shots lately. He's going to be up the field a bunch. He'll get the goal. You're going to get Chilwell and James because they're going to be pressing there in the second half.
I get Cruz for correlation with Benzema.
Throw Cruz in. So it's Cruz and Kovacic midfield, and then you got Joel James, and then Alex Merritt and Mario Rui or Di Lorenzo, depends how much money you have. You think that lineup actually fits in money wise? We have no way of knowing here unless we just add up the money totals here. Yeah. But
I'm sending it to my service, to my lineup service. So
yeah, Luis is getting calls from his lineup service right now. Actually, that's Luis's Lineup Solutions, LLS. You can find him on the Discord. You can find him, Patche Goal, on the Discord. Also, rotowire.com/soccer trial. You get this cheat sheet for free 48-hour trial. And then once you're in, get the subscription, rotowire.com/chat. You get into the Discord. And as I said, you're probably not going to be listening to this before Tuesday slate, but we got the live lineup show. Luis, it's a little harder to talk about when we're just going off the cheat sheet here. So do you got anything else to say for Wednesday slate here?
I like Milan for a GPP stack, or Napoli. I like those. I think that game might go either way. I feel it's going to be low scoring, but it can be a 3-2. It can be a back and forth. These teams know each other pretty well. So we'll see what happens. So
yeah, we'd even mention Giroud. I mean, it seems like why couldn't he be the one guy to get the goal for Milan? So
yeah, true.
If you do that stack, would you want to play the Milan set piece takers, or is that even worth it?
Yeah, I think so.
Throw in like a Tonali or Krunic with Leao and Giroud or something and see what happens.
Yeah, I might do that. I might do a over 35 lineup player: Giroud, Benzema, Cruz, Modric. I don't know if the defender, any of the defenders are over 30 in here. So I'm not going to be able to do that. But better on screen championship. Wait. That's what they say, right?
Oh, wait a minute. We got the revenge narrative. Rudiger is over 30, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Rudiger's 30. Nacho's got to be over 30.
Nacho's 33. Yeah.
Carvajal's got to be over 30. He's 31. Just play Real Madrid defenders. You got the Rudiger goal. Okay, now we're playing Rudiger. He's scoring against Chelsea. I think that's a certainty. No doubt in my mind. Okay.
Let me just get the mortgage out to get a bet on that.
Yeah, so Real Madrid will be popular. Napoli will probably be the second most popular. Then I'd say Chelsea. Then I'd say AC Milan players. So
yeah,
take that route in tournaments. Or you could still, as I said, Rudiger is going to be 5%. So you can get that Rudiger goal. No one's going to get – we'll see who starts in the midfield. Tchouameni, Camavinga, those guys always take shots from about 30 yards out.
Yeah,
throwing Modric – I don't know how many people are going to be playing Modric when Cruz is right there as well. So there you go.
All right.
You can find Luis at Patche Goal on Twitter. I am at RotoZadroik. Thanks for watching. Thumbs up. Subscribe. We'll be back. We got Thursday betting show in the Premier League. Kits and Wagers. Friday Premier League DFS show for Saturday's action. Luis, thanks for joining me. And we're going to be back next week. We're going to be back for the second legs. The second legs. Are we going to be rich at this point next week? Probably, but
always.
We'll see. Thanks, Luis, and see everyone later in the week.
Perfect.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.